Learning Kuf Yates, we're up to Siv Zayin, which I think is the last page in these copies. There's two pages. You'll notice that, am I right? Yeah, the last two pages. Okay, the Siman goes on, I guess we'll have to get more copies. But you'll notice that Sif Aleph through Vav is pretty much two sides of a page, and Siv Zayin is almost two sides of a page itself due to the Arichas of the Ramah and the Shach. So obviously there's important things to learn here. Let's take the first few minutes and review a little of what the Siman's about. It's been a month since we had a Sunday morning together. And let's review. This Siman is an unusual Siman in the fact that most of Chelik Beis of Yeridaya deals with specific mitzvahs, Bishalakum, Afiyasakum, Tfilas Kalim, Yayinesach, whereas Kuf Yates is a siman that deals with overall nemonis, that people who are chashudim when they have nemonis, and to a certain degree it deals with the psychology of people who do averis. So that in Sifalif we had, at least according to the Ramah, that even someone who sells treifas in a store is Nemon in his house, which I think most of us would find, to put it mildly, very not appetizing. You have a person who, they caught him, he's selling treifas in the store, but in his house it's okay. Because we say psychologically, a person who's otherwise Shem Shabbos and sends his kids to yeshivas, such a person, he's makel for parnasa, and he's not makel in his own house. So it's a very, what? You think in his house he brought home the tarfas?
No, he didn't.
So to me that makes him worse, not better, right? It's a pelotic thing, the Ramah says. What? Look, some of the meat is good. He has some kosher meat. Look, I'm Maramok about Iloch. This is the sheet of the Ramah. He had only in his own house, so that's right. Very good. So he did people tibus, he invited them to him. Okay. Now, obviously, this all has to do with analyzing the psychology of chashudim. And the klal that we had, most importantly here in Sifhei, is that chashir al issa chamor is chasher al isakal, but someone is chasher al isakal is not chasher al isachomer. This is the rule of thumb that Paiskim use today, that even if you catch somebody substituting not glatt kosher meat for glatt kosher meat, you don't have to be chayshish that he would substitute treifa meat for the kosher meat, because his chasher al isakal is not necessarily chasher al isachomer. We're talking again about a person who's otherwise from, and I think the Aruch HaShulchan's definition, he mentioned, he keeps Shabbos, sends his children to yeshivas, and washes Netilas Yadayim, that was what he mentioned. That such a person, so he's doing an Aveir L'Teyavai, so because he does an Issachal, does not mean he'll do an Issachamor. There, we had two guidelines for Kal and Chamor in Sifhei. Either something is a bigger Einish and a smaller Einish, something that's a bigger avechelev is karis, nevela is alav. So chelev is chamor compared to nevela, or chamor be'enei b'nei adam. If it's chamor in the eyes of people, because I think to people nevela is worse than chelev. No? Tell somebody he sold Purdue chickens instead of regular chickens, they say, what? It's terrible. You say he didn't do nikur, it's bad. I don't think any abrius. People understand that chelav is worse than nevel. So there are two criteria for what's called an isachamer. And the shach brought two shittas. The Torah said we have shneiam lechumra. Someone does an aveira is chashed on anything unless it's chamer both, according to the rules of the Torah, and according to the ene abrius. But the Shah said that from the Yeridaya, from the Mechaber, it seems not that way. The Mechaber holds that it depends on any habriyas. Mechaba said that choshen on chomer is choshen on kal, unless it's not that way b'ini habriyas. Now, as the mechaba holds, the ikar is b'ini habriyas, what people consider to be chom. This was the, I guess, probably the most important of the sifim, sif aleph and sif hey, the sifim that we had until now. Not that one is more or less important, but that's the most negei lemaisa. Now, at the end of Shach Yud Beis, he said an important rule, which is going to come up now again. So I'll ask you to look at Shach Yud Beis Umihu, which is near the end. Middle-sized lines. The last word on the line, about five or six lines from the end. And 5 lines from the end, Umihu. The Shach throws in one more geder, one more rule. Miu calls Eliyahu Ela Chasher Al Davar Chamor, Bein Ba'Einish Bein Beni Abriyais Shechashud Al Davar Kalmi Menu. This, which we're talking about, a Chasher is Chasher on Kal also. Only Imhein Min Iser Echad, the one sort or one type of Iser. Kugayin Sheshneim B'Dvar Meichel Ki Yitzabai. Like they both have to do with food. You have Chelev, you have Nevela, Avasu B'Chalav. So they're both binyanei, one sug, or one type of iser, that's what it applies. Halaf achiloi. But if not, not. What's an example? So he brings chen das Rambam b'tshuva, v'rajma b'tshuva, v'chemash v'divya mechaber. Listen to the case, v'simen beis. The mumula arlois, ein ei mumula shchita. Somebody is not malice children. He's a mumur for bris mila. Bris mila is karis, it's a chamer. Mumur for the iser of not being mal a child ain't a mumur l'shchita. Who mishas the chulin? Afa pishi adava yedua de mila chamor ba'einish ube ain't abrius. Even though mila is chamor in einish, it's interesting because the einish is on the rach she'ein nibol. Now there's no chorus, I don't believe, on the father, but anyway. So the Shach is asking a kasha. Mila is chamor. So since Mila is chamor, why if someone's chashit for Mila, why isn't he chashit for Trefis? It's chashit chamor b'ein abriya ba'inish or b'ein abriyas mishchita. Alavade kida amaran. So we have a new side of the Shach, a kula, that when you say that chashit for something chamor is chashit for something kal, only if it's the same sug of Averis. So somebody is chashid on one type of an Averis, not necessarily chashid on another type of Averis. Today, unfortunately, there are people who are chashid on things that have to do with the Yonet Sneas. They're not Zohir. Let's say they're not Zohir in the Gia when they Shashish. There are circles in Yiddishkeit where they're not Zohir in it. But that doesn't mean that they're chashid on Treifus. Lav Davka. Even though Abizrayo Darayis, according to some Rishonim, is Yehar Valyaber, but it's a sug acher. It's not the same sug of Avera as Macholes Asurais, and therefore one is not a riot to the other. I mean, such a person you have to check if his kashrus is good, but if otherwise he's a Neman, he's just a Makel in that. There were even some Yidden that came from certain places in Europe where they were more Makel. So this is the Shach's rule. So to sum up, I think this part should be clear. If someone's chashid for chamor, he's chashid for anything less than it, not more than it. We go baser ein abrius, what people consider to be chamor. If it's equal bein abrius, we go baser einish, what the Torah calls to be mochamor. And then we have here the chiddush of the Shach. The Shach's chiddush is that it has to be one sug of averis. It looks like the Dogel Mervava on the side disagrees. If you look, Dogel Mervava, as you know, is Nadi Behuda. The Dogel Mervava in his notes says, Api Shadavi Yedua Demila Chamor. The Shach proved it from Bris Mila. When he has Daiti, continues to the next page, when he has Daiti Ein Raya Memila. Shavshi Chamura Bay Nishkaris. Mekomak in Yeshla is the man, Kol Yemei Chayav. He has his whole life to do the bris. Mashenke Shari Surim
Shimovar Shuv Ein Takana.
Shenkei Treifus. So maybe he's nervous about Bris Milah, but he hopes he'll work up the courage later to do Bris Milah. That's what he says. Agav, it's a machlokes. If you look in the Rambam and the Ravid, in Perek Aleph of Hilchos Milah, if the Issacharis is only if he dies that way, or if the Issacharis is immediate, and he can just get out of it by doing Bris Milah. But that's a technicality. It has nothing to do with any Abrius. The Dogam Ravava means that Bein Abrius, Bris Milah, is Takakaris, and Bein Abrius is terrible not to mind your children. But, you know, you can push it off, and it's Hashem, you know, he'll get bigger, he'll get stronger, he'll decide when he gets older. So you see, he's arguing on the Raya to the Yisayid. Does he argue with the Yisayid? We don't know for certain. So we're going to come back to the Shach. It's a very important Shach, obviously, because we have such things. We have people, we don't know if they're Choshed HaMacholei Sasurais, but their lifestyle is not so frum, and we're worried about them. So they're invited to someone's house, and he's not so careful about a lot of things. He may not be so careful about Davi Minyan, about putting on tefillin every day. Such a person, but otherwise, but he does the main things. He keeps Shabbos, sends his children to yeshiva. So someone doesn't put in tefillin every day, could you trust his food? So obviously, if you know the person, it might help. But objectively, in the rules, the Shach is saying tefillin has nothing to do with food. It's sug acher. It's a different sug of aveira.
Rabbi, if a guy is not careful with the tzitzit or the tefillin or whatever in shul, so how could you assume he knows yoredeya kol that he doesn't?
Yeah, no yoredeya kol. He has to know what an ou looks like and what a hefshel looks like. Yeah, I think in our day and age, it's not difficult. Someone wants to keep kosher, he doesn't have to learn Yeredeya. I mean, he can make mistakes in his kitchen. Right. That doesn't affect you when you visit him for the most part. But he doesn't have to learn Yeredeya. You know, he's not a sheikh. What? Right. Yeah, but no, but the point is, how much of an avarian is he? He feeds people nevela, he eats nevela. That means he's doing avaris. He's not Mahalis child. He's saying it's just a chomer because it's karis, but he can still get it.
Okay.
What?
He's still doing a certain avera.
Right. Well, yeah, we're talking about chomer and kal. Okay, now let's learn Siv Zayin. A number of chidushim here. Mishuhu meforsim be'echad me'averi shebetayra. Somebody who's meforsim, that he does in Aveira. I don't know exactly what Mefursa means. It means it's well known. It's indisputable that he's over in a particular Aveira in the Torah. Now he's going to say about such a person that he's Neman Bishari Surim. Somebody does one Aveira, he's going to say he's Neman. So he right away says, Chutz. The following are not Neman. Chutz, Be'avaydis Kechavim. Obviously, if he's over in Aveida Zara, his whole Yiddishkeit is out the window. And v'chilul Shabbos b'ferhesia. We know that mechal Shabbos b'ferhesia is considered to be out of the club, sort of out of. Is a mum lechal atayra kula, Gemara mechulin. Oy she'ein le'maimim b'divrei Rabbi Seinu Zal. He doesn't believe in divrei Rabbi Seinu. Doesn't believe in Taira she'bal peh. So he's also considered to be like a guy for Inyone Nemonis. So we have here three things. Avodah Zarah, Chilul Shabbos v'Hesia, Einei Mamin B'Divrei Rabbi Seinu, Shach Tezayin adds a fourth one, Shach Tezayin, Kloimer, Einei Mamin B'Divrei Chazal, Kloimer, Hu Choshev Gamken Kavei Kachavim, Mechal Shabbos, V'Chem Ofer, Tshuvah Saraj, V'Shevi Abis Yaisim, Nizbar B'Sim and Beis, Okay, another category. Someone who's a mum lahachis is also not chosh l'chayr tayra kula. Now, I'm not sure.
What's the difference between this and the shach?
What do you mean?
Because from one to another, he's not he believes or different things.
Oh, because these things are things that are categorically take a person out of, he's considered like a guy. If he's ever
have
a
desire. Of course, he's saying he's believing in other things.
I'll talk about the other things in a minute. Let me first talk about the four exceptions. Okay, so we have here four exceptions. Choshul Chayotayr Kula, Vaidazara, Shabbos, Eni Mamin B'Divrei Chazal. Doesn't mean there's one Divrei Chazal. I mean, he doesn't believe categorically to the Kayach of Chazal. And number four, a Mumer Lahachis. I'm not sure we have Mumer Lahachis B'Zman Hazeh. Lahachis means he's Makir as Bayrei, or Mechavin Limrud Bay. He recognizes the Bayrei Yailam, and he wants to get back at him. He says he's angry at God. He believes in God. He's angry at him, and he wants to get back at him. So I'm not sure that we have such people. There are people who what?
A militant atheist.
He's not Makir as Bayrei. I've had people. It's funny. The only time I've ever met Mumer Lahachis, I don't say, you know. I tell people, I'm a general rabbi, like a general doctor. I do a little of this, a little of that. There are people who specialize, they'll know better. The only time I ever met Mumer Lahachis is people that were abused, severely abused, as children. And they believe in God, and they're angry at him. I once had a boy from a Hasidic family. I don't mean a boy, he was already about 20. In a Hasidic family. By the break on Yom Kippur, he went on Yom Kippur, he crossed McDonald Avenue, there used to be an Italian pizza store on East 3rd Street or so, and he went on Yom Kippur and bought a tray for pizza and ate a few bites just because he was angry at God. And I told him, you're the biggest maimon in the world. You were going to get back at God, your father would have killed you. And one of the problems is his father, you know, had the habit of killing him. Your father would have killed you. He was a biggest, isn't he a big maimon? I mean, Nebuch. But that's the only time he ever met a person who has obviously mental trauma, was a Mumer Lahachis. But to take a regular, normal person who be angry at God and b'shita, be a Mumer Lahachis, I don't know that we have such a thing today. Yeah, people from the Muhammad, we can't judge them. Well, then we're very angry at God. Yeah, it's true. So I don't know how to work with Mumer Lahachis. It's what should I tell you? So let's we'll put it aside at least as a practical matter and go back to the Shulchan Aruch. If someone is avodah zarah, he's not neman for anything. If I know it's kosher. But if he's not neman, he has no nemanis. Right? It's kosher, don't trade this. So let's get back to the mechaber. So anybody except these four neman b'shari surim. So it says someone who's meforsim in an avera, b'avera sabatayra, he's neman b'shari surim. Now this mechaber you're saying sounds a lot like the Shach Yud Beis. The Shach gave a geder of Sug Echad and Sug Sheni. The Mechaber is not so clear if he means in Yonei Achila and not in Yonei Achila or not. So I'll talk about it in a second. The Mechaber ends, B'shalacherim ne'mon afil ala isaydava loy memutahu. Also very, there's a long Prichadash and Matiyanis and Shach here on this last part, that he's Nemo Mishalacherim, even on Oisai Dover. So we have to talk about this.
What are the four exceptions?
The four exceptions, Mumer Lavai Dezara, Lechoshabes Vehesia, Eini Mamim B'Divrei Chazal, and the Shachiyed's Mumer Lahachis. So those are the four exceptions. Now, the Shaila here is the following. What about a Mechal Shabbos B'Tzina? Somebody who's Mechal Shabbos B'Tzina, we know that privately he's a Mechal Shabbos, but publicly he would never be Mechal Shabbos. So it's from the Mechaber it comes out that that's Mutter. Right? Mechaber said Mechal Shabbos B'Fehesia. What is someone's Mechal Shabbos B'Tzina? Then what's the din? There are people like Elenu today who privately, used to be the private Aveira on Shabbos was smoking. Today it's texting, I think. Both people are addicted to. Now people who keep Shabbos, but they have Yetzirah. So they do certain Averis B'Tzina. The question is if they have any Nemanis. Now you're going to say, how do you know? So somebody is close to him. His Rebbe knows. His family knows. So is a person Mechal Shabbos B'tzina Neman? It comes out from this Mechaber. He says only Chutz Mechal Shabbos B'Fehesia. Mechal Shabbos B'tzina is Neman. Aye, Mechal Shabbos B'tzina is Chomor. It's Chomor. Shabbos is a Karis. And it's Chomor B'nei Abriyais. What's the answer? What's the answer? Why Mechal Shabbos B'tzina should be Neman? Huh? The Shachid Beis, the Chayra. So Ramesh has a tshuva about a Mechal Shabbos B'tzina. His tshuva was written in the 50s about a Sheikhit who smokes on Shabbos in private. But otherwise, he keeps Shabbos. The question is, Mechal Shabbos B'tzina, whether such a person has nemanis or not. So Ramosha asked the Kasha. He says, Mechal Shabbos B'tzina from Siv Zayin is Neman. But in Siv Hei, he said, Chomor is Choshed on Kal. So he says, L'chayri, you have to answer like the Shach. Now why did Shach then bring this Raya? Ramosha says, I don't understand. But L'chayri, the Shach said, if it's a different Sug Averis, so that's why he's neman. According to that, the sheikhit, as distasteful as it is, the sheikh would have a nemanis. Now, this is,
Is there a difference between someone doesn't keep Shabbos altogether, or he just
doesn't mention
one part of the
Shabbos? So I haven't talked about that. Good. If he doesn't have Veira for one part of Shabbos. So I have two tshuvas to quote to you, but let me just finish Ramosha. Ramosha is saying that... Now, Ramosha has two tshuvas. They're both in Yeridei Chelek Beis. One is tshuva Aleph, about the Sheikh, and it wasn't tshuva Mem Gimel. In tshuva Mem Gimel, he elaborates a little. Again, he's being done as someone who's Mechal Shabbos B'tzina, and which it seems in Shulchan Aruch, he's Neman on Kashrus. He says, you have two ways out. Either say... Again, the kasha is, how can Mechal Shabbos B'tzina be Neman? It's Chomor. Sayitz Chomor Ba'inish and Sayitz Chomor Bein Abriyas. So Ramesh says there are two possible answers. Either Shach Yud Beis, that it's Sug Acher Shal Aveira, it's a different sort of Aveira. On that it's Shver, why didn't the Shach bring this Raya? But that's one possibility. And the other possibility is to say that at this time and place, Chil Shabbos B'tzina wasn't Chomer Bein Abriyas. Mechitaisi. Maybe there was a time and a place where Chil Shabbos B'tzina was not so Chomer to people. And it's a funny thing because I don't know how to judge the Lower East Side in the 1960s, maybe the early 1970s, a very strange mixture of people. Lower East Side had Yiddishkeit everywhere and Frumkeit nowhere. Like it was full of Yiddishkeit and it was as shallow as could be. Like if you peeled away the layer underneath, it was all, I shouldn't say all, there were other people, but very little remained from the bulk of the Yidden of that generation. And I remember coming home from Bialystok Friday night after davening, waiting by the door. And carrying for sure, but they were Yidden came back from shul and they were total Mechalei Shabbos. They weren't ashamed. I remember once waiting with the Ramesha by the door. The doors of their apartment houses were locked, and Yidden would come with their keys, open the door. Ramesha wouldn't go in, and I'll be in the henna from Chil Shabbos. And so there was such a time where Chil Shabbos was not so chomer b'nei abriyas. It could be a Yid. They wouldn't have taken Chazar into the house. I don't know for sure, but maybe not. But Chil Shabbos was more calm. So it comes out now in the Lumdis, there's a very big nafkamina, these two things. In other words, why is Chil Shabbos B'tzina not a Mumul Chol HaTorah? Choice number one, Shach, it's a different Sug of Averis. If so, Bizman HaZeh also. Choice number two, we're talking in a time and place where Chil Shabbos was not Chomer B'nei Abriyas. I don't think it's that way anymore.
Even though the Shaykh knew he was doing
and therefore, Bizman HaZeh, choice number two is correct, then Bizman Azeh, you would have to be machmir on Mechal Shabbos Bitzina. Now it's a tremendous nafkamina between the two. If a Mechal Shabbos Bitzina, Bizman Azeh, someone gives a hechsher on a store, he trusts the owner. If the owner is Mechal Shabbos Bitzina, does he lose his nemonis? According to the Shach, he's a mumma l'sug echad, not l'sug sheni. According to the second Mahalach, no, it's only because it wasn't Chomer Bein Abrius, and maybe Chol Shabbos makes him a mumma l'chal taira kula. So, what? See, you're right. Bottom line, the Mechaber says Tzina is kuladik. Now, the only way it's worse today is if the Mechaber is talking in a time and place where it wasn't so Chomer Bein Abrius to do a Bitzina. Maybe you're right. Maybe it's not worse today. Ramesh, the Tshuva is done on this. At the end, somewhat reluctantly, Ramesh is Saimich Lahakal. It's a Beferish Shach that's Mekel. And it seems to be a Beferish Mechaber that's Mekel. So Ramesh, in the end of the Tshuva, like I said, somewhat reluctantly, he says he's not sure if we're Mekel, and he's Saimich Lahakal on someone's Mechal Shabbos Bitzino, which is unfortunately a. You mean whether you can give a hechsher like that lechatchila? So I don't know. Unfortunately, we had an incident in one of the stores that we give a hechsher, where the owner of the store remarried later in life, and we found out that his wife is Mechal Shabbos Bitzina. How? Because we have access to the computer for their. For the closed circuit. Today, Hechsherim are a new realm. Today, all Hechsherim, I think, I don't know all, but at least I Hechsher, we have computer access to the closed circuit TVs in all the stores that we give a Hechsher. And the Mashkiach could pop in any time. And because we had access, we saw that his wife was using the computer on Shabbos, Mechal Shabbos Bitzina. I called the man. He said, look, she's an Erlecha woman. It's from a different community. And she said, what should I do? I should divorce her? He tells me. I said, maybe. So, I don't know. So we didn't, we gave him a choice to change who's running the store, to drop the hechsher. We ended up not renewing the hechsher, let's put it that way. But there are people that have a Mechal Shabbos Bitzina. And that is the... What comes out, if you learn this page, the Chabad says it's mutter, the Shas says it's mutter. And here wasn't even him, it was his wife. They both say it's mutter. And in the hearts, it goes very hard to give a heksha to somebody. If you have a Mashkech to media like for Ein and Neman, it's one thing, but otherwise.
Does Tzina always mean a loner to be less than 3 Jews?
Generally, Tzina means less than 10, but here, I don't think we'd count if it's 9 or 10. It's a certain attitude of hiding what you're doing, of hiding. It's a Gemara in Erevin. You guys got to remember which daf it is. A Gemara in Erevin. You probably get to it soon. What? Today's daf, Mamish. So in front of the Rav, he was hiding it. So, what? So Mitzarev to Minyan is a separate Shaila. Because we learn Minyan from the Meraglim. That's where Moshe's famous Tshuva. Moshe has a Tshuva. He says that for Tziruf Laminyan, the Gemara says like this in Sanhedrin. It says, 10 people's a minion, how do you know? It's funny, it's a double limud, Eda, Eda, and Kol. We learn it from the Adas Kairach and the Meraglim, that 10 people's a minion. Very strange. Punkt from Adas Kairach and Meraglim. That's where you learn it from. The Gemara says, I would think Goyim could count. We're talking about Kid, the Makadish and Shoyim Befehesi. I would think Goyim count. No! Has to be Dumya the Eid of a call. So Ramesha says, we're talking there about Rishon. You see Rishon count a minion. He's Matmiya. There are others who hold that that way. The Divrei Chaim has a Sharfa Tshuva that they don't count a minion. And Ramesha says, what are you going to do with my Raya? And according to that, it's very geschmack that the Torah is Dafka Megalit by the Meraglim and Kairach. Ramesha writes at the end of the Tshuva to be Samech on it, but to do a Haichishmein Esrei. Not to do another 18 brachas that might be levatala, says do a haichesh mein esrei. It happens in the offices very often. Well, I mean, I'm talking now about Tziruf Laminyan. That's the Ramesh's tshuva about being mitzaref a rosh a gomor, that means mitzaref Laminyan. What?
There's no life in the Rambam.
Meraglim? It's Malam Eschus on all Yidden, I gotta tell you. The Meraglim were a Sham. They were everyone wanted to Gimel Ikrim. They were Kaifrim bin was my Sharbain.
Well,
all right. At any rate,
what?
Oh, so let me talk about it. Let me talk about what type of Aveira. So what I try to do is to be clear. The Tumel here is about Chil Shabbos Betzina. Seems like Tikkur is to be Mekel, but it's a Shver. It's a little hard to be Mekel. There are a couple of tshuvas about someone who's a mummer for one thing on Shabbos. A mummer for one item. Now, what do you mean he's a mummer for one item? So Ksav Seifer has a tshuva about someone who kept Shabbos, but he milked his cows. I assume he milked his cows because it's money. It was in the cow business, I don't know if it was in the business or just a side parnasa. There's a tshuva in Ksav Seifer, and he's done whether what we're learning about here is a rule if he's b'chal Shabbos even for one thing, or for many things. I thought I wrote down the Maramakim, but okay. Anyway, it's in Shul Ksav Seifer, and anyway, the Ksav Seifer holds that he's considered a mumel chal Shabbos b'fehesia. He's doing b'fehesia, so he holds that he is a mumel chal Shabbos b'fehesia, and even for one thing, it seems that way for Ramesha, who talks about smoking. You know, smoking, I would think he could feel that maybe it's a shtickle onus, he's addicted, maybe it's different. I don't know. But Ramesha also is talking about someone who had a makabal edus that he's a smoker, and for that, Ramesha's done that he's a mumlechal Shabbos. What? If he's a mumlechal tarakul, if he has nemonis for his milk, if he has nemonis. He was milking cows on Shabbos. Now he's having them on this. That was my shayla kachoya. That was a shayla. That was my shayla. That's a sub-sefer shayla. Yeah. I did find a different tshuva when I was learning Hilchas Avelos in the Sefer Kolbei. The Kolbei, that's not the Rishon the Kolbei. It's the Sefer Kolbei al Avelos from a rabbi in Cincinnati. It's a wonderful sefer, but he quotes the tshuvas Marshag, who says that Marshag, I wrote his Yeredei Tshuva Chafei, that somebody who is a mumma for one thing is not a mumma lagamri. A mumma has a yetzar for one thing, doesn't make him a mumma l'chal Shabbos. So there's at least one chaylik. Then there's a second shayla, if a mumma for an issa d'rabbanan on Shabbos is considered to be a mumma l'chal tayra. Someone's over an issa d'rabbanan on Shabbos, even for Hesia, is he a mumma l'chal tayra kula? So Rav Moshe, Nigros Moshe, brings in the same two truvis. He brings a Taisus in Erevin, who's machmir, and he brings other Rishonim on Meikel, and he's not machriya. Now, nafkamina, all this is when you have Nebuch, somebody who's mechal Shabbos for something like texting. Texting, in all likelihood, is a drabanan. Without getting into the pratim of the dinum of electricity, the issur of texting is a drabanan, and somebody is a mummer for texting. If it's betzina, you could be mekel betzina because of the shach and the mechaber. Like I said before, even though it's not a davar barer at the end of mekel, but even if it's not betzina, if somebody is a mummer for one thing and that one thing is a drabanan, so we have a tziruf of two shitas. The marshag was mekel bechlal if someone's even for deraisa on one thing. And then Ramesha brings a machlekes rishayim of a mummer for nisa drabanan falls under the broad category of a mummer l'chal Shabbos.
And what does
it mean? So that's something else. That means he categorically doesn't believe in Torah Shabbat Peh, and that the Chazal have a right.
Totally.
Yeah, it doesn't mean one thing. Yeah.
Yesterday,
that Siva could differ from him.
Then you could answer
a
main
was writing, typing a main. That was still Chil Shabbos, right? It doesn't, yeah. I don't think that was the texting anyway, particularly on Shabbos.
The guy in the texting is carrying his phone also, which is a deraisa.
Maybe he has an Erev.
computer different analysis than a typing or the same?
Computer, typing computer, you mean?
Yes.
Yeah, all electricity is probably the same. You're right. So the question is, if he means deraisa, even derabanan, does he mean mubachah Shabbos deraisa befehesia? You mean what's the klar by bitzina? So explain again. I just want to explain. I wasn't so clear. The klar about a mechal Shabbos bitzina is because sifhei and sifzayin are a contradiction. Sifzayin implies that chil Shabbos bitzina is not a mubachah, is neman. Sifhei said a mummer for a davar. Chashud, a davar chamor, Shabbos is definitely a davar chamor, is a mumla davar kal. So sifhei, if he's a mumla chal Shabbos, even mitzina, he should be a mumla, he should be a mumla for kashrus, which is more kal. That's the stira that Ramosh is asking. So he says, like the shach, it's good. The other possibility is, to say a different teretz would be, that it's not chamor b'ni abriyas. And totally in those tetrus of nafkamina is what the din of a mumul chashavs betzim. Okay, so this is the long and short of the mechaber. The end of the mechaber is a very controversial. B'shalachirim neman afil loisei davalai memotahu. Lagabi somebody else's thing. We're talking about someone's a mumul teyavin. He has no teyavin for other people. So the mechaber says he's believed. The prichadash, the matiyanis, and everybody jumps on the Mechaber, as a Mishnah in Demai, I think it's a well-known Mishnah, that if you want to ask an Amah Oretz, if the Truma, the Tevel you have, if it's the Demai you have, if it was Truma was taken, if you ask him on Shabbos, he'll tell you the truth. If you ask him on the weekday, he won't tell you the truth. Even Amah Oretz is afraid to lie on Shabbos. Amoledika Amaratzim, you understand? Afraid to lie on Shabbos. So, but it's Mashva that Be'etzim, he's not Neman. On Shabbos, we have a reason. But he's not Neman, he's asking about your thing, and he's telling this on you. So everybody sort of jumps on this Mechaber. So the Gra, do you see there's a long Gra, Yud Ches? I think the Shach really ends up the same as the Gra. The Gra, if you look in the next page at the bottom of the first column, Vaklal, the last four lines, he answers sort of the Stira. He's Mechalik between a Stam Amoretz and a choshud, a cloud, the stam adam, apagav shein in nemel aramba mapishari surim, koishar b'sif albago, makokim nemel al shalchaveirai. A stam adam, which the shittas harambam was, you can't believe stam adam on kashrus, because he has to be a becheskes kashrus. So he's believed al shalchaveirai. Mashein came b'choshud, mashein came, so what is a choshud? He's not believed on shalchaveirai. Okay, Meshad Devar Munaman, and these are not Chashid, he's believed. So anyway, this is the last part of the Mechaber. Let's turn to the Ramah. The Iker of the Mechaber, I think, is the first part, the Arichas we spoke out. Oh, Sivzai. I'm sorry.
Ultimately, the question of predictive psychology, whether a person would or would not be tested. So if I had some sort of a blood test that I could admit,
yeah, if there was a lie detector test that worked, so it would be just as good. Yeah, Dina is generally agar. Yeah.
So this question, in other words, whether it's more humble or less humble, it's the way it's trying to predict psychologically.
I mentioned at the beginning, this is all a psychological estimation of how mumrim operate. That's what this. So really, the whole simon is about how this. How
that. So
let me mention that there is. I mentioned to you at the end of the last year, I believe, that there is a shita, a significant shita, that holds that bezman hazeh things are different. Before I bias you with my explanation, let me read to you the Lashon. I'm reading to you from the Chochmas Adam. The Chochmas Adam, was about 1800. He's quoting the Sefer Beis Hillel, who was before him, probably 100 years before him. And he says the following. He starts by bringing the Shulchan Aruch, and then, this is in Klal Aleph, right, in the beginning, Ois Zayin. He starts by bringing the Shulchan Aruch, and then a question, like you're saying, that whether today is different. He says, Mummer Eichel Treifis L'Teyavayin, a mummer who eats treifis, but only L'Teyavayin, only if it's cheaper for him. What's a limer? In Yeshafana Basa Kosher, if it's treifa, if it's all the same to him, ain't Eichel a treifa. If he has kosher and treif, he eat the kosher. Ela Shem, ain't Lefana Basa Kosher, ain't him a treifas asma limsay Basa Kosher. Now, people like that, you know, in Brooklyn, they're makban on kosher, so when they travel, it's hard to find kosher, so that's a mummer called the mummer L'Teyavayin. And he eats nevela when he's not home. So what's the shaila about such a person? So is he allowed to be a shaychet? Now, here you have a man who eats kosher at home. If there's kosher and treif available, he's going to take the kosher. But when there's no kosher available, he's eating treif. And he wanted this man to be a shaychet. So the Mechaber Shulchan Aruch, quoted in the Chachmas Sadim, says the following. He does care about shechita. Ella imetriach esatzmai. So yesh loch shemli yatriach atzmai libdaik hasak in karoi. Now metriach a shechit has to check the sack in very carefully. He's not neman because we don't trust him to check his knife. Avol kshi yisrael baidik sakin v'noisin loy. You're going to have a mashgiach checking the knife and giving it to this man, v'yaidim by shiadei helchashchita, we know he knows what to do, mutalecha b'shchita asai. Hear the case. You have a man, he eats treifas l'teyavai. When he's in a place, there's no kosher, you go into McDonald's. He's going to be your sheikhet, right? He might have to go to mikveh every day, so he's a shchita, right? And he's going to be your sheikhet, so you can't trust him to check the knife. But if you check the knife, and you give it to him, he's now. That's what it says here in Shulchan Aruch. That's what it says in the Chachmas Sadim. Then the Chachmas Sadim says, Kasav Beis Hillel. This is not the Tana Beis Hillel, but the Sefer Beis Hillel on Yeridaya. Bismaneinu. Kshu choshed lechol nevelis etayavayin, ein oichla mimenu shum davar maichol. Mekoshken shloi lechol mishchit asay. And certainly we don't need him. Mishu muid lavar al aveira achas mimitzvus Hashem. The Rambam dina kamuvel l'teyavayin the chazinon the piker b'shvil taivasai kechem misharaveyos chayshin shar piker shlo yakayim shum mitzvah kalocha. Okay, but in Dekar is the first part I read to you, the Beis Hillel. Bismaneinu, it's different. Chazal doesn't say why Bismaneinu, why it's different. Bismaneinu, it's worse. I think Ramesha quotes it as well in the tshuva about the shaychit. He quotes, he says, after he brings his whole arichas, he says, Ubar min day, besides everything I wrote, Ika, b'simla chadash, that's the Bechar Shar, b'shem Beis Hillel, do'idna, oichal nevela, isleteyava, inami umumur l'chol mili, ve'bi'e prima gadim. So prima gadim, Chachmas Adam, and the Bechar Shar, the Tua Shar, they all bring this Beis Hillel. Now, what is the Hezbollah? Why? The way I would understand that, maybe totally wrong, is that today, at least in Western society, in Western culture, there aren't people that do things and say, I know it's wrong, but I'm doing it. The mentality in Western culture, for at least since the Reformation, is that you don't say what I'm doing is wrong. You change the rules that what I'm doing is right. So instead of saying, you know, I can't help it, I have Yetzirah, and this is what I do, you rewrite the rules and you say, this is the right thing to do. That's the mentality of, I don't mean them, I mean everybody. Everybody, you rationalize that what you're doing is not either not so terrible, first it's not so terrible, and then it's okay, and then it ends up being a mitzvah, right? You end up rationalizing what you're doing because it's not the nature in the society we live in to be to say, I know it's wrong, but what should I do? I have Yetzirah. It's just not. I think the Beis Hillel is referring to such a mentality that today, when someone consistently doesn't have Aveira, he eats basa trefel teyavain, that he says it's not so bad. What could be wrong? He ends up really being mezalzel in the whole package, and I think that's the. I would never say it. Basil, Chach Masadam, Bachar Shar, Prima Gadam, Igris Maisha. What are you going to do? Even if someone else, no. Be a second to Machaber, Shulchan Aruch. That Machaber says he's not Nemach, that's the Teyavin, it's a Tircha. So Machaber says someone checks and gives it to him, and he shechts. That's a Shulchan Aruch. That's not the Beis Hillel. The Beis Hillel says, okay, Beis Hillel says even on that night. And the Beis Hillel is talking to Derech Klal, and Rav Moshe is not talking about B'dikas Sakin, he's talking about Nemanis. What? In a way, he sort of turns from a Mumma L'Teyavain. He's not Makir as Bayram as Kavin Limerid by, but he's more like Yenna Mummer, who's a Beshita Dika Mummer, you know, like a. It's lahachis in the sense of in your face, you know. It's like all the deviant lifestyles that today they say it's normal, but it's not enough. You know, if it really be normal, let it be normal and live. You have to have a march that it's normal. If it's normal, it's normal. The answer is that you know, it has to be like in your face that it's that these things are
okay.
Well, what do you mean by that line? That. Yeah, okay.
But if you have a mummer that still says he knows it's wrong and he does it anyway?
There are people like that, and then I don't think Beis Hillel applies the way I understand the Beis Hillel. There are people like that. They say, no, it's wrong, and they have a hard time, and someday I'll get better. There are people like that. But at least by the Ashkenazim, they're few and far between. That's Western culture, is to redraw the religion, to make it... The whole Western world spent the last 200 and 250 years rewriting religion, right? You don't have that so much, lahavdil alf havdalos by the Muslims. You know, they had the split when their originator died, but I don't think they're constantly, you know, reforming. You know, it's a different society. Western culture is you rewrite the rules to fit your preferences. Okay, all right. I didn't mean to analyze, but okay.
The only difference in case of the Messina, it wouldn't be a bigger finishing because it's a shoyt of the public food and he does it available with food. But if he does it available by carrying
poly. So you're really right. This base Hillel does not take away from the shaft that if it's a different sugaveris, it may not be. And there's a very moment for one thing. He says, what's so terrible? I go into McDonald's, I buy French fries. What can I? See, he rationalizes it. See, no, Neman, to be a sheikhet. But with different suga veris, I would agree. The shach's rule would still apply. If he rationalizes one suga veris, it doesn't necessarily make him a mumma fall in it. So Bisulama is only talking in you're right, in such a case.
Okay. Yeah,
you have to creep into the brains of a person who does averus. It could be that he's ashamed. It could be he's afraid of getting his thrown to Santarani Yeshiva. You know, it could be other reasons. I'm not sure. It could be he's afraid of yard site. They won't give him an aliyah. You know, even they're not from when it comes to yard site. Okay. We go to the Ramah. Obviously, we're not going to finish the whole thing, but let's see what it's about. Rama Mishu Chashid B'Dava Dolei Mashba Le'inchishu Aveira Loi Mikri Chashid. Someone is a Chashid for something that the people, it's not considered an Aveira, is not a Chashid. One example brought in the Darkei Tshuva is Amir Alakum on Shabbos. Amir Alakum, for some reason, people are very Mekel and having Goyim do Malacha for them. So it's not somebody who's Mekel on Amir Alakum, he's doing the wrong thing. As a guy do malach of him, but since it's a davar dolei mashvul in shishu aveira, it's not called chashud. I had a line that I saw raised people's eyebrows. I told people that Amir al-Akum is the name of a certain type of aveira, not a certain type of mitzvah. So people don't see it that way. They see that you just get a guy, you get a guy. But the bottom line is that somebody who's Mekel Hamir Lakum is not a chashid on Shabbos, because people do have such an attitude. I think there's a Radvaz who says it about Gezel Akum, that even though technically someone who's a Gezel Akum should not be a Eid Neman in Beis Din, but since Beinei Abrius, it's a mitzvah, but maybe not an Aveira, Chamura, so therefore it's included in this exception. Meal. What? There's no shita. It's mutam. Machleks in the Gemara if it's derasi drabanan. But everyone holds Gezel Akum. Meal loy se dabar eini neman. But that thing that he's mekelin, he's not neman. Now, misha noyig beiza dava isim, akesh jesoyve shadino hu hachi, a mekaya chumra shihichmir al atzmai. Okay, we're going to come now to a question, and that's what the Shach Chaf is ma'arech in. Well, you have certain things that are averis for some people and not for others. Now, what I mean is this. There's one Torah full of Klal Yisrael. So there are really sort of three categories. There's one category where you have different kilos to have a different Kabbalah, Sfarad, Ashkenaz, or the Shach talks about... Austria, Hungary having one minig, and Rhinus having, I guess that's the Germans, Rhinus, is having a second minig. So you can have one type is where different communities have different minhagim. A second type is where you have something that halacha says, Toiv lahachmir. Make your identity mitzmota. You have some people that are machmir, and some people that are mekel. And then the third type is you have some just an out and out chumrah. There's no communities that are machmir, but you have an individual who takes on a certain chumrah. I don't mean just a facholim to chumrah, but there are certain things that make sense that people try to be machmir for themselves, to be more zahir in something. So again, you have three types of chumras. You have where different kihilas have different minhagim. You have where Halacha says that it's Tayv Lahachmir, and people are Mekel, but you're Machmir. And you have a case where you know your own Chumrah. And again, I'm not talking about Fachon to Chumrah, but you know your own Chumrah. Rav Moshe says, don't use Shabbos clocks? Well, Klal Yisrael use your Shabbos clocks. You're Machmir, you don't use Shabbos clocks. So no one says Narish, you're holding it going to Rav Moshe. But everyone will agree there's no Kehila that's laying that way. So those are the three categories. Now the question is, what status such a thing has. Now, originally we're talking about Nemanis. Really, what we're going to get into, I guess, next week here, is the Shaila of the status to someone who's Machmir in connection with someone who's Mekel. In other words, don't say, I'm Machmir, you're Mekel. And you want to give me something that you hold as 100% Mutter. You disagree with my Chumri. You think my Chumri is wrong. The question of whether you're allowed, maybe you're allowed to give it to me, not a very for you. And the question is, am I allowed to trust you? Am I allowed to trust you that you won't give it to me? This is the Shaila that we're going to talk about next week. I want to read to you, Mega Givus Olam was written by Rav Shurkin from Teres Maisha. He had access to a lot of Gedalia Yisrael, and it's his memories of things he saw by Gedalia Yisrael. If you want a Musa Sefer, but you don't like learning Musa, this is it's a wonderful Sefer. There's a lot of halach in it also. And he put out a second volume. This is the first volume. Everybody's first volume is better than the second. Even Jews from Akiva Hager, you know. Like the first volume is for many years, and then when it's popular, you put together a second volume. Anyway, they're both good. In Ois Pei Dalid, he says that he was Reb Shlomo Zalman. I want to read it to you, but it's late. He was Shlomo Zalman when he was asked the following Shaila. A fellow got married. He keeps a certain chumrah. Now again, there are three levels of chumrah. If he's in a kehila that keeps the chumrah, there's no question. His wife sort of moves into his kehila. There's no Shaila. But he keeps a chumrah that's Tayv Lahachmir or something like that. And he gets married if his wife has to be noyig his chumrah. He doesn't open bottles on Shabbos. Shabbos. No, a lot of places say to be machmir. Most of the world is make. So he's machmir. He gets married. So what does he want his wife to do? So it sounds like from the Shayol that who writes the Lahakal Ishtai, he'd rather she be Mekel. You know, shall I tell you why she have to do Mekel? So Shem Zaman says an answer. I'm not going to read the Lashon because it's late, maybe next week, but he seems to make the following distinction. There are people who are Machmir because they learn through a Sugya. And it seems to them that the Machmirim are right. In other words, he's Amir on the Sugya. And he comes out that the Machmirim are right. So he's not going to go around Klal Yisrael, hang up signs, but he himself is Machmir. He reads the Tshuvas Lekula, Tshuvas Lechumra. And then, you know, so he feels to go with the Machmir. You have other people who never learned the Sugya. They know it's a mitzvah to be Mahadar on Shabbos. They know they are Machmirim, they are Mekilim. So he names on like the Machmir. He wants to be Mahadar in Dine Shabbos. Now, one of those, his wife should be included, and one of them, she shouldn't be included. So I'll ask you a riddle to figure it out for next week, which one you think you should be included. It's brought as a story, and when I learned this shach, I thought, it's a Rosh Zalman, it's a shach. Maybe it is a shach. I don't talk about wives, but he makes a chilek between these two types of menhagim. So we'll come back to it in Yisrael Shem next week. A good winter to everybody. Please daven for the yeshiva boys, the Shvel, get into yeshiva.